This is Global Inc. Radio. I'm Philip Boucher. Global Inc. Radio is the first podcast devoted to tobacco control. You can find us online at www.glkradio.org. And today my guest is our podcaster extraordinaire, Cecilia Farren, who has been doing some podcasting for us in Basel for the 4th European Conference on Tobacco Health. Thank you very much, Cecilia, for this apprenticeship that was very successful. And can you speak us about the first we can talk about your experience with podcasting. Did you enjoy that?
I really enjoyed it because it actually gave me the opportunity. Sorry, I was going to start off by saying bonjour Philippe and
oh,
thank you,
yeah,
and merci beaucoup for all the things. So I love doing the podcasting because it allowed me to go up and say to people who I'm sort of a distant admirer of, could I do you an interview? For, I mean, the magic words, Global Link, and do an interview, seemed to wave magic wands, and people would give up 15 minutes of their very precious time to come and talk to me about their work, and I could ask them all the things I'd wanted to ask them, so I loved it.
That's good, so you can continue. You told me you're eventually going to try to continue in
I know,
Bristol and
I am.
Elsewhere.
And I've just been given a seminar in how to download and put it on. I think I might have to get some help. But I do have two early 20s daughters, and they do this kind of stuff all the time, so I'll get help.
You can use it for fun, too. Yeah, so that's going to be good. Anything that you liked, you enjoyed, or that you think was especially impressive at this conference?
This morning's session absolutely shone out like a beacon.
What was it about?
It was about the tobacco industry and how we should deal with them.
And who was in
session? We had Anna Gilmore, who's from the UK, and she spoke about her, she researches BAT and how they behave.
Uh-huh.
Then we had, it was set up by Pascal Detelm, yeah, and he invited an ethicist, a person who specializes in ethics,
uh-huh,
about company corporate responsibility,
yeah,
the ethics of,
uh-huh,
and he looked at the tobacco industry in the context of all transnationals,
mm-hmm,
and then we finished up with, I forget his name, I think it was
David Sweeney.
The middle guy was Guido Palazzo, something,
uh-huh,
like that. He works in the University of Lausanne, but he actually, sounds like a very Italian name, but he spoke in English. And then we had the absolute, you know, time-honored champion of all things tobacco control, David Sweeney.
Yeah, he was very good.
He was very good. And the two last speakers gave a talk like a lecture with no PowerPoint, and you could completely concentrate on what they were saying. It was so invigorating.
And I'm not fine with PowerPoint because of podcasting, because if people use, you know, PowerPoint and you're recording, then you know,
they
refer
to
the
what you're
looking at. So it's a problem.
I understand you were recording the session, I think.
Yes, I did.
Because as I was listening to it, I thought, this will make great radio, because they spoke to the people, and it was riveting.
Yeah.
I actually found it riveting after sort of, they call it death by PowerPoint, and they do say that, you know, because it's overdone. It's stating the obvious all the time. You actually write up what you're saying, and you don't need it. It distracts you. This morning, I actually think that Anna's presentation using PowerPoint was because she was using facts and figures gleaned from her research. You needed that extra reinforcement. But the other two were speaking about sort of the philosophy of dealing with the tobacco industry, and it was excellent, really excellent. Absolutely, I came away enthused beyond belief.
Can you tell me, Cecilia, how long have you been involved in tobacco control?
Well, I think I've been in it longer than you, Philippe.
I'm asking the question just as...
It is. It's 27 years. It's always great because I started GASP in 1980 and as a non-smokers' rights group campaigning for smoke-free areas in Bristol, in my hometown. I was working within the health service, and then I was actually told by the local health service to stop doing anti-smoking work because Bristol, home of Imperial Tobacco, depended on its wealth for the tobacco industry. So I was told to stop it, and I said, you can't stop me doing it in my own time. And that politicized me more than any other action. Someone in the NHS, in the National Health Service, telling me I shouldn't do tobacco work. Mm. And so I immediately became much more radical and have stayed radical ever since.
Yeah, and you kept your enthusiasm. That's why I'm asking the question, you know, having so much enthusiasm after so many years.
I have never, I describe my enthusiasm for tobacco control as being a single issue that has all human life is there. We've got the transnationals, we've got politics, we've got economics, we've got individual behaviour, psychology, pharmacology, we've got biology. I'm a biologist by training, so we've got the biology there, what it does to the body. We've got everything, social interaction, advertising, radio production, media, all of these things. We've got everything, the whole thing in one single issue. I could never get bored of it. I find it infinitely fascinating.
We can hear the train ringing in there. Yes, train going back. But thank you very much. This is really inspiring to listen to you, and I think people who listen to you will be very inspired. And what other sessions do you think were very interesting, besides the last one that was very good?
The sessions I've enjoyed, I went to one yesterday which was looking at secondhand smoke and passive smoking, and one person spoke from America about smoke-free homes, another one spoke about this smoke-free law in Spain, and I must admit it makes my toes curl, because I do think, and I don't want to be smug here, but you know, that Ireland and Britain put a lot of effort into preparing for the legislation.
Yep.
And I think when you see it's not working very well in Spain, and I think I can see that they've made some flaws that I think are going to be very hard to undo.
Have you been to Italy? But Italy, how is it working there? Do you know?
I did go to Italy. I went to Italy on a holiday, and they'd just become smoke-free, and I was both pleasantly surprised by how well it was enforced. It was very well enforced, but I also saw the downside, because we went in May, it was beautiful weather, and actually, to avoid the smoke, I always had to sit inside.
Yeah, that's a real problem. That's why I'm starting to prevent people to smoke outside in California, or not close to the entryways and stuff like that. I went to Paris just before coming to Basel, and I noticed that. I started noticing people, you know, able to smoke inside in the workplace, and then they're starting smoking outside the buildings. It's becoming like New York, and then they expand the smoke-free area outside because you just want to. Yeah, I can
relate to that. It's not the solution. I have to say it's not the solution, because you do get kippered sitting in a, you know, and if the wind's in the wrong direction, it's worse. You can get it straight in your face. You know, it's absolutely smack, right in your face, just as you're about to put a mouthful in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's not the solution. But of course, you've got a choice now. You can escape having to approach smokers that infinite, endless time. Excuse me, do you mind? You know, would you mind moving? Or that ambiguity when there weren't signs up, or they were a bit vague and other people were smoking.
That's a big
improvement. I have to say, Paris was terrible. I used to sit in La Zone Non Fumeur, and there'd be absolutely endless people smoking. And you'd point it out to a waiter, and they'd just ignore you.
Yeah.
No, it's completely, you know, they'd look at you as though you were mad.
No. I think for France right now, the biggest improvement has been the workplace. Because now there are sanctions for the employers if they don't do it. So, and it's still going to be a little more complicated, maybe,
but
for restaurants.
Is a workplace.
Yeah, it is.
That's exactly
true.
What the
it's
man
true.
From Spain was saying yesterday.
It's true.
In the restaurants and cafes, 20% of the population are employed in the hospitality
industry.
They're
going to get there, I think. But it's
by making it an exception,
no, you don't make
it's
any
a flaw.
It's a big problem.
A big loophole.
It's not really an exception, at least in France. It's supposed to be only delayed. So by January, everything should be...
But you're making somebody who works in a bar and a restaurant a second-class citizen.
Oh, sure.
You know,
absolutely.
It's not
fair
good.
At all. Yeah.
But you know, it's been such a long 3 days. When you ask me about what else I've seen, it's like the recent past. I'll have to digest it.
I think what you should do is you should keep it, and then you can do your podcasting at home and saying, you know, give us your comments about memories of stuff like that.
Actually, I did find
about
it,
and
that's one of the reasons why I went to interview the people I interviewed, because I went to talk to the people whose talks I was either
enjoyed,
looking forward to or enjoyed. So Jonathan Fowles yesterday, I'm very ambivalent about this whole thing about harm reduction, and I enjoyed both his talk and I enjoyed interviewing him, because it was like he interviewed me before we started the interview and challenged some of my beliefs about it, and it really helped me to understand the issues. I'm not sure I've actually come down on either side yet, but I am better informed.
Well, we'll leave it at that for now, because I want you to keep things. I'm thinking you have plenty of things you want to talk about, so you can keep that for your content for your podcast when you start podcasting by yourself when you're back in Bristol. Thank you very much, Cecilia, for all the podcasts and for what's going to come, I hope.
Okay.
And have a good stay in Switzerland. Take care.
Thank you. Well, I'm sure the thing will be charged up now.